Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God loves his people. We love him. And we love each other. Jesus said to the sinners, I say come. Come on to heaven. Change your destiny. Be saved. Come to heaven. And then he said, the church say come. And we want our loved ones and everybody we can find and every person possible to come to heaven. We love God and we love his people. That's the key thing in all things, the love of God. The love of God is how we fulfill the law. Jesus gave us love. And we relay that same love to the world, to everybody. Not the world system, but to the people of the world. For God so loved the people of the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that he whosoever believes on him will not perish but have everlasting life. And every soul is important to God. He loves people. And a lot of times the meanness that people do is supposed to present a barrier to drive Christians away. Because people alert people to Jesus, or, you know, sheep beget sheep. We get people saved by our life, our way of life, our conduct, and then our testimony, and through ministering the word of God. So when the main reason people get saved is our lifestyle, what they see us doing. And then when we tell them about Jesus, it has impact. Because it's spiritual, it's greater than natural. Spiritual is greater than natural. It's more real. Natural is less real. And when people draw their conclusions based on what they see only, like the false scientists suggest, then they don't learn the greater truth of the supernatural, the spiritual world. The spiritual world is much greater and much more durable and much more real than the natural world. In the natural world, things look limited, but it's really not. It operates spiritually. Even the natural world operates spiritually. The only difference is people are used to it because they can see it and they can understand it. You know, a tree coming out of the ground, coming from a seed. If nobody could see that, they'll think it's impossible. And that the DNA of that seed can produce a tree, and it comes out of dirt and rain, and it becomes strong. You can build houses with it. You can build bridges with it. You can make furniture with it. You can even lift heavy objects like an engine with the branches of it. And then many trees bear fruit. You can eat it. All this comes right out of the supernatural. And it's natural. And we are too. All of us were once microscopic. And we grew. And we doubled in size and doubled in size and doubled in size until we got to our perfect, intended parameter. To our specifications that God laid out long ago. Now it's important to know that just because the scientists say the natural is it, And they can't detect the supernatural. It's important to know that we can, because we're in direct contact with God. Jesus Christ joined God and man back together by faith. When we believe on what Jesus did, we are now transformed into the kingdom of God. We have a new spirit. We have a new passion. We have the love of God. We've been introduced to the love of God. We've experienced the love of God. And we can love like God loves. And when we, you know, our love is greater than concern. When you have the love of God all bottled up in your heart, you want to do something. And you want to do what's right. You're a law unto yourself. Some things just out of the question now. When the enemy comes with his temptations, the more you love God, the more out of the question it is. If something happens to your love, something's going to happen to your choice. And eventually your condition. The theme of Revelation is love God. He started off dealing with the church. And they needed to stay in the love of God. By the love of God, they could tell when they were lied to. They could tell when people were telling lies and saying that they were apostles and not, and they were not. Saying they were Jews and they were not. They were of the synagogue of Satan. They knew it because they loved God. They had a comparison. And those who lost their love, they began to be lukewarm. Kind of cold-hearted. But those who had fervent love, they didn't get in the same kind of trouble the churches that Jesus addressed. And then when you get over to when God's dealing with the people of the tribulation, chapter 4 to 20, 4 to 22, he's still dealing with man about love. The reason they had all this trouble because they wouldn't believe and God had to judge them. He's got to drive out sin. And see, when the days of grace is up, the Lord's going to drive sin out. There won't be any sin because there won't be any sinners. They will be destroyed. Understand, billions and billions of people are going to be destroyed in the tribulation. A third of the population will be destroyed through war and then disaster. None of the islands will be left. The waters will be turned to blood. The sea will be turned to the blood of a dead man, and everything in it will die. When all the things happen, they're being destroyed. And we have to understand that God loves us. He's going to do some things to help us out. It's a blessing that God is going to get rid of sin, even though people that we love and care about won't change their heart. It's still important for God to destroy sin and all sinners with it. Because one sinner will recreate the whole war all over again. If you get rid of Satan and his crew and leave just one sinner, he'll start the process all over again. But this time, God's going to finish it. There won't be any sinners left. People with dark desires. Darkness is persuasive. It has its own brand of persuasion. All of it's going to be destroyed. And some people, they don't choose strength. They'll get saved, but they don't grow up. And they live a weak life. And that's not God's will or God's best. But they're in the kingdom, they're just weak. They don't grow. They don't, you know, some people bodybuild and produce muscles. Some people work and do what's necessary and build muscles. And some people just try to find the easy way out all the time. But they're otherwise, they're all right. They do good things. They help people. They're just not going to lift a finger to help anybody out of that, you know, ordinary routine. And their bodies are soft. They're not, you know, same thing in the spirit. Some people will, they'll do whatever's necessary to get the job done so people will live. And some people will, they're not going out of their routine. And they're not, they're just glad they say. And they do good too. They just don't go the extra mile. And then there are people who are corrupt. They start looking at the world and playing with the world and thinking like the world and judging like the world. And eventually, if they don't stop it, they'll become the world. See, God loves us and he's patient. But he will not let sin from nobody into heaven. It's not going to happen. Well, like I said, I'm a Christian. You still got to do right. You can't bring sin with you. You know, it's our freedom, our salvation is much like our freedom in America, in our country. You got freedom. Good for you. But if you break the law, you can lose your freedom. Now, men are not perfect. You can break the law and you might get away with it. They may not ever catch you. The detectives may be lazy and don't want to do their job. Or maybe they're too busy and won't find, you know. But whatever you did, it'll become a cold case. That happens. But in God's, in the kingdom of God, that don't happen. You sin, you're caught. If you sin, you're caught. If you sin, you are caught. He don't make mistakes like men do. His kingdom is perfect. The only way to win in God's court is through Jesus Christ. If you sin and you know you sin, make things do. Repent. Do right. Make things right. Don't do wrong. Don't do people evil. Don't do evil. Do the right thing. Go back and apologize. Start doing the right thing. When you live according to love, the things of this world is just out of the question. That's not your trajectory anymore. You got a new MO, like they say in the military. And we have a new direction to go in. So as we go forward in the Lord, as we seek him to know him, we're gonna learn greater answers throughout our lives. The love of God is key. And the love of men, because of the love of God, is also key. See, the way we love God is tied to how we love man. The way we love man is the way we love God. There are people in the world that haven't been saved yet. They deeply love people. They just love people. They just never got saved. Now, the Holy Spirit is attracted to them. And also people who the Lord know will hear the gospel. Some people, if they heard the gospel, God know that they'll get saved. So he worked with them. In fact, he sent his nearest soldiers to them. His people. They attract the Holy Spirit. And if there's nobody around, Jesus can appear to them. Because their love, their sincere love attracted the Holy Spirit. And then Jesus will go and minister to them. There are many Muslims in countries where the gospel is not preaching us against the law. He appears to them. And they get corrected. And they become Christians. I want to hear one of them preach. I want to hear that testimony. You can listen to it on YouTube. I love to hear when, and some of them were terrorists. Some of them were Muslim terrorists. And they got saved. I love testimonies like that. Because they went through they came way down from the darkest levels and chose Jesus. And sometimes everything go well in people's lives and they still don't choose Jesus. People have treated them good and they've been kind to them. And they don't care nothing about going to church. They don't care nothing about learning of God. They just walk right out of it. If they go to church, it's because they had to. And when they get old enough not to go, they never go back. Unless it's to a funeral or something. And I hate to see things like that. God is too good for the way people treat him sometimes. And the way people treat each other. What are they doing with their salvation? Why not strengthen it? I love God and his people. And when every time I'm at church, I enjoy it. I love it. I want to be there. I don't like missing a service. Sometimes, a lot of times, lately I've been working a lot. But I'm going to get that straightened out. In life, sometimes you don't always get to do everything you want to do. But some things it's got to be fixed. It's necessary that I work like I do, but the day gonna come when I won't have to work as much. And I will not miss church. If I can be there, I will be there. It's a good thing. God loves his people. Every time I'm there, I'm blessed. Every time I'm there, I'm blessed. And I know you can relate to God at home and talk to him at home, but it's a blessing to come together. Sometimes people say the very thing you need, or you may say the very thing somebody else needs. It's all important. But the more you love God, the more you're going to receive the things he has to say and hear the blessings that he has for you. Hear the words that's going to make the difference. And that is priceless. As we go forward in the Lord seeking him, we learn things we can't learn on our own. The supernatural can talk to the natural. And the supernatural is more real. And the word of God exposes the goodness of God to us. We have spiritual gifts. We have fruits of the Spirit, which, you know, the supernatural spirit world. You know, love, joy, kindness, all the wonderful things. The fruits of the nine fruits of the Spirit. And the nine gifts of the Spirit. And we can win with these tools, these blessings. And then we have gifts of prophecy, you know. You know, when you live the life of God before people and then prophesy accurately and it hits home with people, they have something they can hold on to. And the word of God exposes all lies for what it is. And you can undo what's been done. You can choose to do the right thing and undo the wrong thing in your life. God is greater in your eyes. The wickedness of men is reduced in your eyes. And it's important to know what we can do in Him. I love the Lord our God and King. And His return is soon. And we need to know what we can do in Him. Everything that we do, all the blessings that He's going to pour upon us, they're good blessings. And God is going to mightily move in our lives. As we go forward doing His perfect will, we will see God in a greater way. And remember, those that do know their God will be strong, and they will do exploits. And that's what I desire to see. I desire to see the people of God be the people of God and do the greater works. Now, as we go forward in the Lord, we're going to see all these wonderful things happen. And not just words, they're truths. And I thank the Lord for it. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in our lives. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.